What are sexually transmitted infections?
Aside from colds and the flu, sexually transmitted infections are some of the most widespread diseases in both the United States and the world. Sexually transmitted infections are also known as STIs, sexually transmitted diseases, and STDs. STIs affect both men and women, and two-thirds of all STIs occur in people younger than 25 years old. Exposure to an STI can occur any time you have sexual contact with anyone that involves the genitals, the mouth, or the rectum. Exposure is more likely if you have more than one sex partner or do not use condoms. Some STIs can be passed by non-sexual contact, such as by sharing needles or during the delivery of a baby or during breastfeeding. STIs are a worldwide public health concern because there is more opportunity for STIs to be spread as more people travel and engage in sexual activities. Some STIs have been linked to an increased risk of certain cancers and infection with HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus. Pregnant women can spread STIs to their babies. Many people may not have symptoms of an STI, but are still able to spread an infection. STI testing can help find problems early on so that treatment can begin if needed. It is important to practice safe sex with all partners, especially if you or they have high-risk sexual behaviors. Any child or vulnerable adult with symptoms of an STI needs to be evaluated by a health professional to determine the cause and to assess for possible sexual abuse. Common sexually transmitted infections. There are at least 20 different STIs that can be caused by viruses, bacteria, and protozoa. Some of the most common STIs in the U.S. are chlamydia, genital herpes, gonorrhea, hepatitis B, syphilis, trichomoniasis, and scabies and pubic lice. Also common are HIV and genital warts, or human papillomavirus, called HPV for short. Certain high-risk types of HPV can cause cervical cancer in women. Other infections that may be sexually transmitted include hepatitis A, cytomegalovirus, molluscum contagiosum, bacterial vaginosis, mycoplasma genitalium, and possibly hepatitis C. Bacterial STIs can be treated and cured, but STIs caused by viruses usually cannot be cured. You can get a bacterial STI over and over again, even if it is one that you were treated for and cured of in the past.
What about STIs in sexually active teens and young adults?
Sexually active teenagers and young adults are at high risk for STIs because they have biological changes during the teen years that increase their risk for getting an STI, and they may be more likely to have unprotected sex, engage in high-risk sexual behaviors, and have partners who have high-risk sexual behaviors. It is important to seek treatment if you think you may have an STI or have been exposed to an STI. Most health departments, family planning clinics, and STI clinics provide confidential services for the diagnosis and treatment of STIs. Early treatment can cure a bacterial STI and prevent complications. If you are a parent of a teenager, there are many resources available, such as your health professional or family planning clinics, to help you talk with your teen about safe sex, preventing STIs, and being evaluated and treated for STIs.
What are the risks specific to women with sexually transmitted infections?
In women, STIs can cause a serious infection of the reproductive organs, called pelvic inflammatory disease, or PID. PID may cause scar tissue that blocks the fallopian tubes, leading to infertility, ectopic pregnancy, pelvic abscess, or chronic pelvic pain.
What are the risks specific to men with sexually transmitted infections?
Risks to men include infection and inflammation of the epididymis, urethra, and prostate.
Should you use home treatment?
Home treatment is never an appropriate treatment for a sexually transmitted infection. Evaluation by a health professional is needed for any changes or symptoms in the genital area that suggest an STI or a known or suspected exposure to an STI. Symptoms of STIs may not appear for many days, weeks, months, or with HIV, even years after an exposure. Once you have been exposed to an STI, you cannot reduce the risk you now have of getting an infection. A regular habit of genital self-examination once a month will help you know what is normal for you and when you may have symptoms of an STI. Treatment for pregnant women is monitored by their health professionals to avoid complications. It is important for you and an infected partner to complete all medical treatment for an STI to prevent the infection from returning. You may need to be rechecked after treatment is complete.
What should you do if you think you may have symptoms?
Do not have sexual contact or activity while waiting for your doctor's appointment. Women should not douche. Douching changes the normal balance of bacteria in the vagina. Douching may flush an infection up into your uterus or fallopian tubes and cause pelvic inflammatory disease. Home test kits for some STIs are available, but it is recommended that you consult your health professional about any STI symptoms.
Can you prevent STIs?
You can take measures to reduce your risk of becoming infected with a sexually transmitted infection. You can also reduce the risk of transmitting an STI to your sex partner. If you are age 26 or younger, you can get the HPV shot. The vaccines Cervarix and Gardasil protect against two types of human papillomavirus, HPV, that cause cervical cancer. Gardasil also protects against two types of HPV that cause genital warts. Three shots are given over 6 months. The series of shots is recommended for girls age 11 or 12 and can be given to females ages 9 to 26. Females can get either vaccine, and males age 9 to 26 can get 3 Gardasil shots to reduce the chance of getting genital warts. STIs are a concern worldwide. It is important to practice safe sex with all partners, especially if you or they may have high-risk sexual behaviors. It is especially important that pregnant women who are at risk for STIs practice safe sex because an STI can affect the baby. An STI may threaten the life of your baby or cause serious long-term problems or disabilities for your baby. Practice safe sex. Preventing an STI is easier than treating an infection once it occurs. Talk with your partner about STIs before beginning a sexual relationship. Find out whether he or she is at risk for an STI. Remember that it is quite possible to be infected with an STI without knowing it. Some STIs, such as HIV, can take up to 6 months before they can be detected in the blood. Be responsible. Avoid sexual contact or activity if you have symptoms of an STI or are being treated for an STI. Avoid sexual contact or activity with anyone who has symptoms of an STI or who may have been exposed to an STI. Don't have more than one sex partner at a time. Your risk for an STI increases if you have several sex partners at the same time. Some STIs can also be spread through oral to genital or genital to anal sexual contact. Abstain from sexual intercourse to prevent any exposure to STIs. Condom use. Condoms can protect you against STIs, even if you are protected against pregnancy by birth control pills or another method. Use a condom to prevent STIs.
What about male condoms?
Condoms must be put on before you begin any sexual contact or activity. Use condoms with a new partner until you are certain he or she does not have an STI. Use a water-based lubricant, such as KY jelly, to help prevent tearing of the skin if there is a lack of lubrication with condom use during sexual intercourse. Small tears in the vagina during vaginal sex or in the rectum during anal sex allow STIs to get into your blood. Do not use petroleum jelly as a lubricant with condoms because it dissolves the latex in condoms. Use a male condom for vaginal or anal sex.
What about female condoms?
Even if you are using another birth control method to prevent pregnancy, you may wish to use condoms to reduce your risk of getting an STI. Female condoms are available for women whose partners do not have or will not use a male condom. Condoms do not prevent skin-to-sore contact in the genital area, so it is possible to spread an STI with genital contact. It is important to have any symptoms in the genital area evaluated.
What about spermicide?
Most spermicides contain a chemical called ninoxanol 9, N9. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration warns that N9 in vaginal contraceptives and spermicides may irritate the lining of the vagina or rectum. This may increase the risk of getting HIV from an infected partner.